This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed for his two-day official visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Earlier in his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said that India deeply values its long and historic ties with Saudi Arabia that have acquired strategic depth and momentum in recent years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the limitless potential of India-Saudi Arabia ties, calling the kingdom a trusted friend and strategic ally. In an interview with Arab News, he highlighted the deepening of bilateral relations since the launch of the Strategic Partnership Council in 2019 and praised Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's leadership and Vision 2030 reforms. PM Modi noted strong trade growth despite global challenges, with key focus areas including energy, agriculture, fertilizers, green hydrogen and technology. He also underscored increasing defence cooperation, joint military exercises and the strategic importance of the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor, congratulating the kingdom on securing World Expo 2030 and FIFA World Cup 2034. Modi emphasised that the visit reflects India's commitment to strengthening ties with Saudi Arabia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with the US Vice President J.D. Vance in New Delhi last night. Both leaders reviewed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-US bilateral trade agreement focused on welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defence, strategic technologies and other areas. Government of India has declared three-day state mourning as a mark of respect to Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See, Pope Francis, who passed away yesterday. Two-day state mourning will be observed today and tomorrow. One-day state mourning will be observed on the day of the funeral. During the period of the state mourning, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly and there will be no official entertainment. Today is Earth Day, the day celebrated worldwide to demonstrate support for environmental protection. The first Earth Day celebrations were held in 1970 after the day was suggested at the UNESCO summit in 1969. The theme for this year is Our Power, Our Planet. The domestic benchmark indices opened marginally up today amid positive global cues. Buying was seen in the auto, PSU bank and financial services sectors in the early trade. Sensex was trading 135 points up at 79,543, while the Nifty added 38 points at 24,163 in the opening trade. U.S. stocks and the dollar plunged again as President Donald Trump intensified his attacks on the head of the U.S. Central Bank, calling him a major loser for not lowering interest rates. In a social media post, Trump urged Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell to cut interest rates to help boost the economy, claiming that Powell had consistently been too slow to respond to economic changes. The S&P 500, which tracks 500 of the biggest U.S. companies, fell roughly 2.4% last night. It has lost roughly 12% of its value since the start of the year. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Humpi Kuneru seized the lead at the Women's Grand Prix in Pune with a crucial victory over Chinese Grandmaster Zhu Jinna in the seventh round yesterday. Humpi surprised Zhu in the opening, gradually increasing her positional advantage in the mid-game. Under pressure, Zhu blundered a piece in a long tactical sequence, ultimately leading to her defeat. Round 8 is set to begin today at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 39 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Delhi currently holds the second place in the standings, while Lucknow is placed at fifth. The Harvard University filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration to block billions of dollars in proposed funding cuts. The suit filed yesterday is part of a feud that escalated last week when the elite institution rejected a list of demands that the Trump administration said was designed to curb diversity initiatives and fight anti-Semitism at the school. And that is the end of this news bulletin.